want to isolate. And I'm just like, I'm just overwhelmed. I'd rather just be able to just roll over and open up my laptop and, the clients are there. Whereas now I'm embracing more masterminds in person. I'm embracing going to conferences again. I'm embracing having network events also, or even having like a podcast webinar series in person where we have tea and coffee together and we're actually filming in person. Because I feel like now I'm in a place where my creativity really thrives off of that human connection and being in person.
And you brought up a good point there because we evolve and grow as human beings. And in the development stage, we don't always need to be around people because we are figuring it out. I remember many times, I've worked in corporate for 20 years as doing training and development and so forth. And, I'm a brainstormer and I'm an extrovert. So I'm going to talk and have conversation. And I'm going to come up with all these ideas. That does not mean I'm going to do everything right away. And it doesn't mean that what I said is what I'm going to do now or ever do. I'm a brainstormer. You could call me 3 o'clock in the morning. I could come up with a business plan to tell you how to make money and so forth and so on. That's just who I am. So people would hear and talk and engage thinking, okay, this is the ticket. And they get the ride on that ticket. When and then I make the turn, and the reason I'm making the turn is because we're just having a conversation, we're just brainstorming back and forth, and so that's where the like-mindedness comes. There's a difference between people who are visionaries and or visionary leaders than people that are not, and they're one isn't better than the other. All of them are needed, but understanding who we are engaging with, when to engage, how to engage, and what is needed on both parties in a conversation. And so I learned that over time, and I realized, okay, I had to change my behavior and I had to pull it back. So going back to the great exit strategy, in looking at life as one entity, as like a company that has different decades in it, you can decide how many decades you think you want to live. And within those decades, you have different floors, 1 to 10, 10 to 20, 20 to 30, and you figure out what you want to see on each floor, how you want to decorate that building, how do you want to create the legacy in the future. But the legacy is the big portion, and that's the end game. But today, backing into that, what is needed just to get to the next floor or 2 or 3 floors up within your building in the areas of your 20s or your 30s or your 40s or your 50s and so forth. And then what things may occur that will cause me to change my mind. So today we were able to actually kind of unpack a little bit with you about the great exit strategy and exiting with intention and why it's important. Because you know what? We have encore every day. Yesterday and who we were was one thing, but today we are a whole new person. It's a brand new day with opportunities, with all kinds of fun stuff to explore and celebrate. And just like with us today we've been planning to do our podcast together, and we did all the work that we needed to do. And today was our day to launch it. And we're just so excited for all of you who are listening. And I'm just excited to be here with you, DeShay, because this is just like wonderful. I get to understand your perspective and learn from you. And I think that's really good that we can learn to listen to each other.
I was just gonna say, the point that's really sticking out to me is just normalizing changing your mind when it doesn't align. And like you said, I like how you said you compartmentalize as a business as a whole. So you have a decade here, a decade there, and what's required to elevate or be promoted to the next level. Like I had to go through my own self-promotion because I was no longer thinking from the mindset of a service provider. Now I'm thinking as a CEO. So now I value my time even more. So what does that look like for me to get to the next level? So what even is next after CEO level? Just all of those things. I'm definitely excited for what's to come through this series, through this podcast that we're doing together. Honestly, I feel like it could be an entire show.